We had the privilege of learning together from the Tosh Rebbe, Sefer Avodah Savodah, Parshas Pinchas. The Rebbe begins with five questions. The first of them is based on the opening Pesukim, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. So Hashem spoke to Moshe Lemor. Why does it say Lemor? If there's really only going to be spoken to Pinchas, why does it have to use the word Lemor? So he quotes from the Orach Chaim. The idea is that he's saying to tell the Bnei Yisrael, sort of, what a wonderful thing Pinchas did by killing out the Nasi. So they realize that he did a tremendous thing, they're not going to hate him. Okay, but still, question number one, why it says the word Lemor. In the next pasuk, Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aaron HaKoin Heshiv es Chamosi me'al Bnei Yisrael. He Heshiv, literally means returned my anger upon the Bnei Yisrael. So the Rebbe asks, why it says Heshiv? Heshiv, like Heshiv es HaGazela, means to return. It should Hesir. He removed my anger from the Bnei Yisrael. So that's our second question. And then in the next pasuk, Yud Beis, Lachein Emor, Hine Noisin Lo es Brisi Shalom. So what exactly is the Brisi Shalom? So Rashi does explain it's the Kahuna, but then why is Kahuna being given the title Bris Shalom? Another question, based upon the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Sadi Yaman Aleph, that we know Hashem rewards people Mida Keneged Mida. So if we see in this week's parasha that the kahuna is being given to Pinchas as a reward, how is that a reward, Mida Keneged Mida, because he was such a kenoi, he was such a zealot. So because of the zealot, that's why he gets the reward of kahuna. That's his next question. And the final question that the Tosh Rebbe asks is based on the Medrash, the first Medrash in this parasha. It says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedin Hu Sheyitol Scharo. Bedin, it's by law, it's right that he should take schar, get reward. L'chein Emor Hinei Noisin Lo Es Brisi Shalom. Therefore I've given him my Brisi Shalom. So what does that mean, Bedin Hu Sheyitol Scharo? Again, those are the five questions that the Tosh Rabbi asks. Number one, why does it say the word Lemor in the opening Pasuk? Why does it use the word Heshiv instead of Hesir? What exactly, why is the Bris Shalom referring to the Kahuna? How is Pinchas being rewarded Migne Mida? And finally, what's the Medrash when it says Bedinhu? So the Rebbe, Kedarka B'Kodesh, quotes a Yesod based upon the Zohar, that the idea is, what are the Kohanim supposed to do? What's their avodah in this world? So Birkas Kohanim is when they are mamtik dinim. They sweeten harsh judgments, and it causes chesed, loving kindness, to overpower gevura, strict judgments. The Kohanim are the ones who have a shaychus to the attribute of Hashem's chesed, like we find at the very end of Sefer Devarim. Tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. So the Kohanim, Shevet Levi, is called le'ish chasidecha, the ones of the people of chesed. We say in the Ashrei, Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha, your pious ones, Yivaruchucha, will bless you. So he breaks up the word Yivaruchucha, and he reads it as Yivaruchu, will bless, Chaf Hei. Chaf Hei is Ko. Like we say in Parshas Naso, Ko Sivaruchu es Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lehem, right? Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Kohanim, if we find a remez, this idea that the Kohanim, through their chesed, that's what they're accomplishing by doing Birkas Kohanim, which is sweetening the harsh judgments. And since the job of the Kohanim is to convert Gevur into Chesed, so they have, at their root level, they have a Shaychus, they have a connection to Gevura. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Mabei, says, Kohanim Kabdonim Heim, to be a captain is someone who's very strict, is very machbid on things. So they have a connection to the Gevura, but nevertheless, they convert it into acts of Chesed. There's a Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis Amed Beis, Kol Kohen Shehariges HaNefesh Lo Yiseh Kapov. Any Kohen who kills somebody cannot perform Birkas Kohanim. Why not? Because the Tosh Rabbi explains that he used this Mida of Kapdanus too much. The Gevura overtook the Chesed. That's not the way it's supposed to happen. Really, it's the opposite. Chesed is supposed to overpower the Gevura, but in this case, he was Hariges HaNefesh, he killed somebody, so therefore he is no longer qualified to do the Birkas Kohanim. And that's why the Kohanim Bedavka, the ones that brought the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole inyan of a Korban is this idea, again, of having the Chesed overpower the Gevura. says in Tehillim, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbora. The sacrifices to Elokim, Midas Adin, is a broken Ruach, a Ruach Nishbora. So the Kohen would talk to the person who was bringing a Korban and explain to him the severity of his actions. Look what you did. You rebelled against Hashem. This would cause a person to have a tremendous charata, to regret what they did. The Kohen would explain to him, imagine at each stage of the Dalad of Voidos that that's really happening to you. That the shechita, the slaughter of this animal, that's really should be happening to you. That the Kohen receives and catches the dam, that blood should be your blood. That halacha that he's carrying, that's happening to you. The zrikas adam, the spritzing of it on the mizbeach, that should have been you. And when a person realizes this, he feels such a remorse, and it brings him to a true charata, a true sense of remorse in the heart. And that's what the Kohen did. The Kohen was bringing out the chesed from the dinim. His mom took the dinim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Pei Beis, Rashi quotes at the end of last week's parsha with what Pinchas did. Amar lo le Moshe, Pinchas says to Moshe, Mikublani mimcha haboil aramis kenoim poigim bo. I have a Kabbalah from you that if a person is having relations with an Aramis, so then a Kanoi can go ahead and take action. Amar lo, so Moshe says back to Pinchas, Karyona di Isgarto, ihi lehevi Parvanko, the one who read the letter, let him carry it out. In other words, you, Pinchas, you understood what the halacha is, so you're going to go and now you will kill the Nasi. The halacha is, though, habol imlech einmor in lo lasos kein. If a person would ask the halacha, can I do this? So he'd say, no, you can't. We won't pask in this way. But nevertheless, Pinchas did. So Toshav explained, why is it? Why is it, Taka, that we don't follow this and give a psak? We tell somebody a hurrah to go ahead and do this? Because they're entering into a makom sakana. They're entering into a place of avera, of ra. And maybe, probably, most likely, they're going to get harmed. They'll be affected by that maisa. But look what Pinchas did. Pinchas was on such a madrega, Moshe knew he wasn't going to get affected. He told him, go ahead and do it. He entered into a makom of the Avera, a makom of the Tuma, and did this for Hashem. And he was not drawn after the Ra. He, Pinchas, was able to convert the Din into Rachmin. He used that very Mida of Gevura, of Midas Adin, for killing somebody. He brought this Mida into the realm of Kedusha. And based upon that, now the Rebbe goes and answers up his five questions. He said, why did the Pasuk say, Heshives Chomosi? He returned it, not haser, he removed my anger. Because it's more than that. It's not just that Pinchas removed the anger, but he converted that anger, that Mida itself, became into a chesed and rachamim. And that's why Pinchas was rewarded, Mida keneged Mida, with being a Kohen. Because what did he do? Now he's a Kohen, he could do Nesias Kapayim, he could bring Korbonos, which we explained, that's what the Kohanim do, is converting the Gevur into a chesed. And that's why the Kahuna is called Bris Shalom. The Rebbe quotes from a Tanchuma, on the pasuk, Osis Shalom b'Meromav, Michoel min Hamayim. The angel Michoel comes from water, Shehi Midas HaChesed, which corresponds to Chesed. The Gavriel min HaEish, the Malach Gavriel comes from fire, Shehi Midas HaGevura. Vehein Omdim Lefnei HaShchina Ve'enem Mazikin Zeh, they don't harm each other. Vezehu Osis Shalom b'Meromav. That's what it means in the pasuk, a peace is made upstairs, the capital, you. And a Kohen does the same thing. A Kohen makes peace in those worlds. Shegam smolat his batal yimina, that the left side becomes nullified before the right. The gevura becomes nullified before the chesed. Al kein kin hakosav kanes avodas hakohanim b'shem brisi shalom. That's the idea, that the Kohen is the one who is making peace. And the other questions that the Rebbe asked, what the Medrash says, what does it mean? Bedin hushitol scharo. So bedin means midas hadin. Midas hadin says, what in the world is Hashem giving anybody a reward for? Think about it, says the Medrash. A person builds a makkah, they put a fence around. Who gave them a roof in the first place? Hashem did. Hashem gave you the roof. A person puts up a mezuzah, shkoyach, mazel tov. Who gave you a bias in the first place? It's all coming from Hashem. So the fact that Hashem gives anybody schar for a mitzvah is a complete chesed. But look at what the Medrash says, bedinhu. Since Pinchas converted din into chesed, that's what the Medrash says, it's midas hadin was maskim. It agreed, yes, bedinhu, Pinchas should receive reward. Bedinhu shito scharo. He gets his reward. And now he understands we can understand why in the opening pasuk of this week's parsha says the word lemor, speak. Lemor is lidoros, for all generations. That we should understand that the message of what Pinchas did applies to all Jews, at all times, at all places. In a certain respect, we're all Kohanim. How do we know this? Because in Parshas Yisro, Ve'atem ti'li mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh. You're going to be to me a nation of Kohanim. Each and every single one of us is a Kohen. A Kohen is a verb. It means l'shares, to serve. We're supposed to serve Hashem. How do we serve Hashem? So we convert darkness into light. We convert bitterness into sweetness. We take the koach hara and use that for the koach hatov by taking the midas that we have and using them for a positive purpose. And that explains the Tosh Reb is the tachlis for why a neshama comes into this world. Down in this world, we have taivas. We're in a physical world. We're drawn after things, gashmias. But our job is to take the guf and to be meshabedit to the rotzon of our neshama. He quotes in Reb Remelech, Ha'adam lo nivra ba'olam rak l'shaver es hateva. That the purpose of while we're in this world is to break our nature, to break our natural tendencies. And I once heard a beer from Avraham Shor Shlita that doesn't just say we're in this world, l'shaber es hateva, ha'adam lo nivra ba'olam rak. The only purpose that we're in this world is to work on our midos. So a person could have a mistaken notion, the Torah, it's Sipurim Ba'alma, it's just a bunch of stories. No, Chas V'Shalom, it applies to all of us at all times. And just like Pinchas did with his Mesiras Nefesh, so too, we have to be Moser Nefesh. Kolatz Moisei Tamarna Hashem Michamocha. All of our limbs should say this. The Rebbe explains that the first stage in our Kiddusha mission is to be Mekadesh, what are known as the seven gates in our head, the seven openings. We have two eyes, we have two ears, we have two nostrils, and we have one mouth. The Sheva Sha'arim, these are connected to the Sheva Neros in the menorah, that it lights us up. And he quotes in the Kutim, in the Morai Naim, Zechus Yogin Aleinu, that the main thing really is our eyesight, that we have to work on everything. It's the highest part of the body, it's the highest level, to work on a Shmiras Einayim. The person has to be careful with what they look at, obviously. They have to be careful with what they listen to. They have to be careful with what they speak. And even a person has to be careful with what they smell, their nostrils. The Rebbe quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu Yud Aleph, Vaharicho b'yiras Hashem. Speaking about Mashiach, the Mashiach will judge by a sense of smell. And we find this by big tzaddikim. There's a famous Zohar that the Rebbe quotes by Yenuka, who was able to tell by his sense of smell that there were two tzinoim who had not yet recited Kriya Shema that day. And there's many stories we have from tzaddikim by their refined midos, that they were able to sense certain things by their sense, by the smell. And when we do this, we understand that we can't hide. We can't behave one way secretly and think that doesn't make an impression upon us. That tzaddikim know, Kal v'chomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're doing. But by sanctifying these seven openings, that leads to the entire body. Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'chol Krevai es Shem Kodsho. V'chol Krev, all that's within me, even when we start with these seven, then even the most inner aspects of who we are become sanctified. Every midah that exists inside a person's heart has a chelik of good and a chelik of not good. And our avoda in this world, says the Rebbe, is to use the midah latov, to use our character traits for positive things. And I was thinking, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but perhaps we could add on in the Hakdamah from the Sefer Chovas HaTamidim, that the Rebbe writes there that you see a child who's an akshan, a kid who's stubborn. So at first glance, that's not good to be stubborn. But a person can use that mida of akshanos, their stubbornness, for positive things, not to be influenced by bad surroundings. So every single mida we have could in fact be used for good. But if a person doesn't work on improving their midos, then unfortunately, what's going to happen? Sina, the hatred a person has naturally part, the kas, their anger, their gaiva, their egos, the kin, and the jealousy, it's inevitably, it's going to come out. A person will try and justify his, he'll justify his anger and say, no, I'm not angry for my own covet, I'm angry l'shem shemayim. But really, at the end of the day, it's l'chvod atzmo, that a person is angry because someone spoke to them and they felt they were slighted. Now, specifically during the time period of Bein HaMetzarim, these very dark times soon, which will be Yomim Tovim. But because there's so much potential light contained in here, Ze Lu'umas Ze Ose Elokim. There's so much darkness right now as well. We read the parasha of Pinchas, and it comes to be Ma'oras, to inspire us, to challenge us to work on our midos, and like Pinchas did, to convert the darkness to light, darkness that's inside of us, the darkness that's in the outside world. And the Chazal say, Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the one who's going to come and be Mevaser, who announced the Melech HaMashiach, Hinei Ze Bo. You hear that song, that through our avoda in the Gullus, we should be zoichet to have a chelik in bringing the ultimate Geula, Bimheira, Biyameinu.